Hey folks, and welcome to The Bosses, that's where we look out for you, give you the best in movie news and reviews. I'm your host, Big Boss, and I'm here with my comrade at arms, the Professor.
What's going on, y'all?
What's going on, man?
Not much, brother, not much.
Time to get into another session of The Boss's Desk, a little different from The Nod. We're doing our Hot Topics podcast. So today, I wanted to talk about some Hollywood controversy, man. It's like we always get these little news reports coming out. Somebody's snapping on this actor and snapping on that actor because of something they're doing or something they're saying. So I figure we give it the old Boss's Desk look over.
Sure.
Just give people the ideas of what's going on and what we think about it. So first things up, let's talk about my man John Boyega. Recently, he's been in the news because he was at a Caribbean carnival, and he was dancing with a woman, and he was grinding up on the woman, and now people are upset. How dare he get consensual dancing from another woman?
How dare a 25-year-old man dance with a woman scantily clad and post an image of it on the internet? I'm offended.
So let's this all kind of like boils from one Twitter user's statements, and basically this is what the comment says. After everything is said and done, he makes the comment that it's not right, you know what I'm saying, and he should be aware of what he's putting out on social media. So after all of that comes out, the follow-up response is, John is free to have fun any way he wants, but he's a public character, and in my opinion, should take care of what he puts in his social media networks. I think he has to preserve the legacy of the most important film saga ever. When I saw the images, I thought of the millions of children that follow John and how they would interpret those images. So let's start off with the prof, because I know you got a lot to say on this. So what are your thoughts on this controversy?
Well, I mean, first, nice of the man to just say it's okay for John to do whatever he wants. That's great. Thanks. Glad he's got your permission to do that. You know, I've always kind of been that guy who feels like, yeah, it's okay to look up to certain celebrities. It's okay to want to feel like there's some kind of role model, but they're also people that have their own lives. They do what they want to do, which is very clear because that's what they all do.
Yeah.
And to attack someone who's in the public eye because they're being themselves and just doing what they want to do.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. It's not like he was beating somebody or he was, you know, attacking the woman against her will or
nobody's rights were being infringed upon by John Boyega.
He wasn't doing anything that would be considered illegal.
Right.
Immoral is one thing, and that's, you know, that's your interpretation of what that means is your interpretation of what that means.
Right.
But he wasn't hurting anybody. You know, he wasn't doing anything that would be considered a problem legally. You know, it's just, he was having fun. 25-year-old kid, he's out there having fun. You know, and was it the best decision to post it on Instagram? No, probably not. But so what? So the guy wants to go out and have a little fun, have a little dance. Is it appropriate situation? But who cares? And for the situation he was in, it's absolutely appropriate. You look around, I guarantee you there were dozens of other people doing the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm.
He just gets picked out because he happens to be famous now that he was in Star Wars and he was in The Circle and he was, you know, I'm blanking on the other movies that he's been in, but I know he's been in a whole bunch of stuff of late.
Yeah.
Star Wars, of course, Star Wars, big one.
Yeah, Star Wars is the big one. He started off at Attack the Block. Imperial Dreams is an indie film that he worked on. Like, he has a ton of credits, but it's like he really started to pick up as soon as Star Wars came out.
Well, but then he had that new big one recently, right, where he plays the cop.
Detroit. But that was after Star Wars. So
was after, right? But it was before this.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So that kind of, you know, falls into that category. But it's like the guy's point here. When I saw the image of the millions of children that follow John and how they would interpret those images, that's not on John.
Yeah.
How those kids interpret those images is on the parents of the kids.
Yeah.
We need to stop letting the television and movies and radio raise children.
Right, exactly.
You know, I mean, people all day, every day want to talk about how much they can't stand Kim Kardashian and how much they can't believe all these little girls look up to her and want to be like her, blah, 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 blah. Just stop letting her watch it.
Right.
You know what I mean? If you stop giving this woman the attention that she doesn't deserve, then people don't want to be like her and it goes away.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's there's this fascination, and let's be honest, this fascination led to the current situation the United States is in. Fascination with reality stars, that people can't get enough of them and they want to be like them and they want to see what they're going to do next and they want to look where it led us. You know, there's an idiot in the White House. You know, I don't get into political discussions. I don't have a feeling one way or the other about most of it. While I do think the guy's a moron, I do think a lot of what he, well, you know what, let's not get into that. I'm not even going to say that because that's not even worth what we're talking about now. But my point being, this fascination with reality stars leads to this. We want to see everything about them. We want to get in their lives in public. And as soon as that person does something you don't like, you totally flip your script and you totally like, well, wait a minute, that's not right. I don't think they should act that way.
Yeah.
That's great. You don't think they should act that way. That doesn't mean they shouldn't act that way.
Yeah.
You know, you don't get to decide how people leave their lives.
Yeah.
Unless it's your child that you're raising, you got to stay out of it. It's none of your business.
Yeah. It's like at the end of the day, it's like my biggest problem with this whole thing is like, the inexperience that's kind of displayed in the statement that this guy is making. Like he's talking about matters that, one, don't concern him. Two, he has no experience with. This is right. A cultural festival that happens every year. This is an annual cultural festival. This was one that was taking place in London. I know that there's some that happen in parts of Philly. I know that there's some that happen on in islands like Trinidad and Turks and Caicos. Like they have these carnival parades every year. Like this is the way that the women are dressed. That's how they're dressed at the carnivals. If you have a problem with the way that the woman is dressed, that's not of your concern, because culturally speaking, this guy has no experience. This is a middle-aged to old-age Spanish man who's been a fan of Star Wars for however many years. He has no idea with what a traditional Islander Caribbean festival is like. He doesn't know, and he's commenting on something that he has no experience on, and he's making a judgment call. It's like,
right.
These judgment calls are relative. Like, he can only talk morally relative to the things that he's experienced. You cannot tell another society, another country, or another participant in that culture that they can't celebrate the way that they celebrate. Like, that's just not how it works. You know what I'm saying? If we have a tendency to like be obsessive with our celebrities, and this is the problem I think that we have when it comes to movie watching and just American society or just society as a whole. Like this obsessive nature that we have with the celebrities that we see on movies, TV, is just ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. It's just like it's unrealistic, and people's seem to hold these people on like a high regard, and they should follow the perfection that they set for them. And it's not realistic. This guy's 25. He's a young man in a festival where it's all about a good time. It's about dancing. It's like people go to a nightclub. They take videos of themselves at nightclubs and they're dancing. This is culturally acceptable. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is not a video where we're watching this woman say, no, I don't want you to dance with me, and he's dancing with her anyway. This is purely a consensual interaction between a man and a woman, and they don't care and they're having fun. Like let them do their thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the problem, is that people are sticking their nose in places where they don't really have any experience or relatability to that situation. You don't relate to that situation, so you can't comment on it. So it's like, just chill. You know, if you have a problem with, and like, just, you got to think about the selfishness of the comments. You know, John, like you said, he starts off by saying John is free to have fun any way he wants. Okay, so that should be the end of the discussion. And then, like, the audacity for you to feel right. like you can tell somebody that you can have fun doing whatever you want. You have my approval to do that. Like, who are you? You
know exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, imagine that this was what? That was at this point. Star Wars is 77, so it's 40 years ago.
Yeah.
Imagine if we had back then the access that we have now. Mm-hmm. What would this guy say about Carrie Fisher?
Yeah.
And the amount of partying and the amount of drugs and the amount of everything that woman put into herself. You know, I guarantee you go ask him about Carrie Fisher, and he's going to tell you she was this great woman. Not that she wasn't, but he's going to tell you she was this great, fantastic, beautiful woman who did all this and did all that and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, it's going to be his idea. You look at Carrie's
past,
yeah.
which in the long run, God bless her soul, killed her. Yeah, I guarantee he's going to have some issues with what she did back then and how she handled herself back then.
Right. You know what I'm saying? You know,
but because there was no social media and there was no instant access to anyone in the entire world that you want to see, you didn't know these things.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it's interesting. You know, you look at some of the celebrities who stay off social media and who don't have Instagrams and don't have Twitters or rarely use them. You never hear anything about those people.
Right.
Any controversies or anything bad said about them. But people who are 24/7, 365 on their social medias, those are the ones who come to the forefront. People are always talking about.
Yep.
It's pretty obvious. This is the reason why.
Yeah. And it's because and at the end of the day, we're feeding these obsessions. That's basically what it is. We're feeding these obsessions.
Exactly.
These people get to literally stalk you remotely on a 24/7, 365 basis. And they want to make comments on your life, but they make those comments because you make them accessible. So it's like, right. This goes to confirm, you know, even something else that you were saying, like, should he have put it on his social media? No, I mean, that's for him. You know what I'm saying? Put it somewhere where it's private, where it's, you know, you can have it out for available for your friends. But then even in those situations, it's like nothing's private anymore. Like, we don't live in a world where anything is private, but it's like, even in that same vein, it's like, we shouldn't be so desperate to be poking holes in people's lives. Like, let people live. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, you have to stop judging people based on your own life and your own feelings. Like, you can't look at what somebody does online and go, well, I wouldn't do that. That's wrong. Okay. You wouldn't do that. That doesn't make it wrong.
Yeah.
It makes it wrong for you. Doesn't make it wrong for them.
Right.
You know, and I think that's part of the problem, is that everybody now has their own opinion, which you should. Everybody clearly should have their own opinion.
Yeah.
But to feel the need to make it known at every turn.
Or make it feel like your opinion should be law. I think that's the problem.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. That's a good way. That's kind of what I was like leaning for in my head, but I couldn't pull it out. Like, just because you feel some kind of way doesn't mean I should feel some kind of way. And doesn't mean that I should have to sit and listen to you tell me your, like, what you believe. Well, I'm losing my thought there on that one.
But it's like, the freedom should be there.
I have to agree with you.
Yeah. It's like, but you have to leave room for the fact that people are not going to agree with you, and then voice the contradiction. And then on that same note, you have to understand that just because your opinion is your opinion doesn't mean that your opinion is the law. And that's, yes, and that's people's problems, is that, oh well, this is my First Amendment right. I'm allowed to speak what I want. But you have to understand, one, what you want can't infringe upon anybody else's rights, and two, it's not something that everybody has to take seriously, and you have to be okay with that. Call it a day, wrap it up, because at the end of the day, this guy's making this comment, he's still gonna be there opening night for Star Wars 8. Like, let's,
of course,
you know what I'm saying, like, let's get that out in the open. He's still gonna be there opening day for Star Wars 8 to watch it. So it's like, your complaining is not only is him trying to tell John what he needs to do with his life is completely unnecessary, but it's also on the same level of like, it's pointless. It has no base, because you're not even following through with it, because you could not go to the movie to further support your cause, but you're not. You're going to be there in the movie.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the other thing that people need to start realizing is, you don't have to tell us every single thing you're thinking.
Yeah.
You know, just because you've got a difference of opinion and you don't think that's how he should lead his life, that's fine. But move on. Yeah. Change the channel. Stop following him on Instagram. Stop following him on Twitter.
Yeah.
Move on. Don't tell him unfollow, because guess what? He's either A, not going to see it, or B, he's not going to care.
Yep.
Just know who you are.
Because, you know, basically all he's going to do, or any other celebrities is going to do when they see that, is block you. So now, not only have you unfollowed them, you won't be able to follow them in the future. So,
right, you won't be able to find anything unless you're one of those guys who makes a million Twitter accounts just to talk to somebody who doesn't want to listen to you anyway.
And there are plenty of those.
There are plenty of those. And it's like, you people really need to move on with your lives. But that might be the best way to put it. Move on with your lives.
Yeah.
Like, your opinion matters to you. Your opinion will matter to others. It's not going to matter to the majority of the people you're following on social media.
No.
They just don't care.
Yep.
And why would they? They don't know you.
Yep. And in your name,
standing in front of them, telling them the same thing, and they're still not going to know who you are.
Yeah. And your name is nowhere on the checks that they receive. So.
Exactly. You're not their mother. You're not their father. Oh, well, some of them might be. But, you know, you're not. You don't register on their scale. Like, that's just how it is.
Yep.
You know, they're not going to look and go, oh, Bob from Arkansas doesn't like the fact that I said this. I'm going to take it back down. No, they don't know who you are. They don't. It's the same as the people who, I love you so much, you're my bae. No, they're not. They don't even know you exist. Shut up. Like, give it a rest. Yeah.
Also, all this stuff just feeds into the obsessive nature of, like, I'm sad to say it, it's like, not just, it's just a world society. Like, this is a Western type of thing. I feel like people don't even really care on other parts of the globe. Like, they have fanaticism, but it's just like, I don't know. It's just like a smaller population. It's just like, this is a pastime of America. It's just to be obsessive with our celebrities. And it's completely unnecessary.
It really is.
It's creepy because they know it. Like, look, if you were receiving this type of attention from somebody, you'd be like, yo, that's kind of creepy. But nobody feels that same type of creepiness when they do it to celebrities.
Yeah. If you had one person doing that same type to you, you would call them a stalker and you would call the police.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's like, that's what happens. You know, that's literally stalker mentality, is to track someone every step they take, every movement they make, and, you know, comment, tell them what's going on. It's stalker mentality.
Yeah. And, like, I literally saw a news article in my feed a little while ago that said, the Hemsworth brothers were out for dinner. Here's pictures. Like, what? Like, why is this a thing?
Who cares? Yeah, it really, why does it matter?
Like, people gotta eat. What you want? Oh, man.
I don't understand that level of obsession. Am I fans of people? Absolutely. You know, are there people that I follow on social media? Of course. do I go so far as to comment on every single thing that they put out and tell them how much I love them and that I, you know, they're my, I can't even say it because it's stupid. To me, it's one of the stupidest words. Whoever invented the word bay, B-A-E, used to be beaten with a baseball bat. I don't get it. Don't get that level of obsession. You know, literally wanting to be a celebrity in that situation. I don't understand things like that.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, yeah, there are times when I want to be somebody else, but not to the point where I would change my entire appearance to look like somebody else. Like, I just don't,
right.
I don't get that yeah. kind of fandom. I don't understand that.
Yeah. That's too much. It's too much.
It is too much.
So all that to say, let John Boyega be John Boyega and let him be 25 and let him live his quarter life. You know what I'm saying?
That's
and,
what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying? And call it a day. You know, like being on dude for dancing with a girl and then recording it. I mean, like, what do you want? She probably had a phone in her hand and was recording it too. I'm dancing with John Boyega. Look at me. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on. Cats are chilling. Like, they're not thinking about you. It's just ridiculous.
It is. It's just let him live. Let them live their lives. They're not hurting you in any way, shape, or form. And stop using the excuse that it's hurting the kids. Because
right. the if kid it's hurting was the an kids, afterthought. It was an afterthought for this guy.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. If any damage is being done to kids over a video of him dancing with a woman, that's your fault as a parent.
Yep.
You need to be the one to explain what's going on. Or you need to be the one to stop him from seeing it in the first place. Yep. That's my opinion. Simple. And I'm sure I'll get yelled at by parents, but you know, they're your kids. They're not his kids.
That's what I'm saying. Parent them kids.
Whatsoever. Exactly. Take care of your kids, people.
Yeah. So on the opposite side of that, well, not so much on the opposite side, but this is a more relevant controversy that's going on because I think it's an issue in Hollywood that, you know, needs to be addressed, but people need to pick the type of battles they pick. So Ed Skrein last week found out that he was going to be playing Major Ben Daimio in the upcoming Hellboy reboot. And he accepted the role. Like, basically what it says is, he says, I accepted the role unaware that the character in the original comics was of mixed Asian heritage. There's been intense conversation and understandable upset since that announcement, and I must do what I feel is right. It is clear that the representing this character in a culturally accurate way holds significance for people, and that to neglect this responsibility would continue a worrying tendency to obscure ethnic minority stories and voices in the arts. I feel it's important to honor and respect that. Therefore, I've decided to step down so the role can be cast appropriately. Representation of ethnic diversity is important, especially to me, as I have a mixed heritage family. It's our responsibility to make moral decisions in difficult times and to give voice to inclusivity. It is my hope that one day these discussions will become less necessary and that we can help make equal representation in the arts a reality. I am sad to leave Hellboy, but if this decision brings us closer to that day, it's worth it. I hope it makes a difference. With love and hope, Ed Skrein. Now, I think, so there's certain things that you have to do. You have to, honestly, all that we can do for an individual is we can take them at their word. That's all we can do. We can take their word for it, and we got to go for it. If anything comes out to the contrary, that's what it is. So basically he's saying he accepted the role and wasn't aware that the original comics character was of mixed Asian heritage. So I'm going to take that for what it is, because before I hadn't read it all thoroughly, so I didn't see all of that. But like, here's my thing. It's like, you gotta, you worry about these things and whether or not they're doing it for the sake of making sure that they're right with their fans, or if they're doing it because they feel a moral responsibility to do so. The way that Skrein is saying this in this statement is he's feeling a moral responsibility. So from man to man, I have to take that at face value. It's like, yo, you kind of like, I'm the type of person where it's like, you don't really take something out unless you researched role. So I'm trying to figure out how long he knew before he made the statement. Was the heat getting too hot, or was was it really something that he looked into when he first got the role offer? So if it was something where he hadn't experienced it before, he's trying out for this role, he gets the role, and then he's like, you know what, maybe I should just look into this character a little bit more so I can get more of a feel for how I should portray them. And then he finds out, hey, he's of mixed Asian heritage. Okay, maybe I need to step down. You know what I'm saying? Okay, I can take that. But it's just like, I don't want, if you're going to get into that, the habit of giving into fan criticism, then it's multi-layers to that. So what you're saying is, I gave into the pressure of the fact that my fans wouldn't support me. That's why I turned down the role. That's a problem in and of itself, because you weren't aware of what was going on in the role that you took. And the only reason you let it go was because other people told you you needed to let it go. So it's like, you know, we talked about this before, like, you know, representation in film and TV is important, especially when it comes to characters like this, because you make a much more powerful statement and you allow fans to actually enjoy the story when you have characters that are believable within that role. I don't want to go see Gods of Egypt or a Moses movie with cats that are from the UK and have no African descent at all. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, it just doesn't, it pulls you out of the story. Like, I can't believe this because it doesn't feel culturally, historically accurate at all. So it's like, I can't even get with the story on any level, you know. But then you have something like what we were talking about, Doctor Strange. You have something like Doctor Strange, and then even more specifically, Iron Fist. And I like Iron Fist as an example because it plays a lot better in this, because there was a lot of outrage with what's the guy's name?
Finn Jones.
Yeah, it was a lot of outrage with Finn Jones being casted as Iron Fist because they felt like, oh, he should be Asian American, da 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 da. Well, in the comics, he was never Asian American. He was always a white guy. That's what gave his story the extra oomph that it needed. He was an outsider in this world that didn't want to really include him. And so his struggle was in the fact that he was an outsider looking in, trying to fit in, trying to be accepted. So if you make a character like Iron Fist Asian American, you automatically take out that isolation. You take out that feeling of being an outcast. Right. You know what I'm saying? So with this Ed Skrein controversy, it's like, I understand why he wanted to pull out of that and then give it up to somebody who would be more apt to portray this role as a mixed Asian character. So it's double-edged, and I think we have the same feeling on that. It's like, it's I'm good, I'm glad that he decided to make it more centered towards portraying the role properly. But it's just like, okay, my problems are always going to break down on what are your motivating reasons for backing out on this? And all I have is your word. So I have to take his word for it.
Right. So I agree. It's a difficult double-edged sword when things like this, because I tend to look at something like this where I'm torn in the sense that, yeah, I can appreciate the fact that he said, this really should go to an Asian actor of some kind. It's really not appropriate for me to take this role. I'm going to step down. But like you said, we don't really know why necessarily. Yes, he's given us this public announcement that says, here's why, but we don't know how true that is. Mm-hmm. There comes into question, you know, I tend to be more skeptical with things like this. And I tend to think that, while yes, I'm sure there's a part of him that felt it is important for an Asian actor to take this role, I think there's a bigger part of this that in his head said, if I take this and keep it, there's going to be even more kickback, more blowback from doing this, and it's going to hurt me more in the future. So it's going to be smarter for me to step down, say I'm stepping down for this reason, and then I look like the good guy you know, in the long run. And that's always a possibility of exactly what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Is it, again, we don't know, but this is where I see possibilities coming in, things like that. And the other part of it that bugs me about this is that I'm kind of like you. I don't necessarily believe that he didn't know going in that the character was an Asian character. I think as an actor, you hear all the time these people talking about how they research roles before they accept them. They don't just accept them sight unseen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, there are certain actors who will accept roles sight unseen. But that's not the majority.
Right.
And I can't imagine Ed Skrein, who, while I do like the things that I've seen him in, he's not a big enough actor, reputation-wise, to be able to just say, I'll take whatever you give me. Just give it to me. I don't necessarily know that I believe that, per se. I believe that he probably looked into it. He probably thought, this would be a cool character. I'll give it a shot. And then the blowback started, and that's when he made that decision. And I think the problem is, it's probably not the best phrase to use, but kowtowing to the masses, so to speak, giving in to what everybody tells you you should do instead of sticking to your guns, I think, starts a slippery slope. Because somewhere down the line, somebody's going to have a problem with something that really is trivial. In the long run, when it comes down, not saying this is a trivial situation, but you know, it would be actor A versus actor B, both the same ethnicity, both the same kind of actor. They just don't like one over the other. They come up with a reason as to why one, they feel like one is more important than the other. They get a whole bunch of people on their side, and now they start a campaign to get rid of somebody and move on. I just think when you start giving in to things like that and not sticking to your guns, you start to set a precedence for things that could be much worse in the future. What could that be? I don't know. Obviously, I don't even know what you know the rest of today is going to bring. But I think at some point, while I do agree that the representation is important, I think at some point you also kind of have to just accept, you have to give some of these people a shot. You know, while Ed Skrein's not necessarily going to represent the Asian community, he could have been really, really good as that character. He could have given a fantastic performance, and that we'll never know. You know, and like I've said to you before, I'm guilty of similar things, of similar complaints about certain characters, and I realize that. But the more I think about it these days, because the more it's starting to happen, you know, over and over and over, I do think sometimes we need to just give them a chance. But I agree with you. If it's the role itself is the most important part of it. You know, like you said in what was it?
Iron Fist?
No, the Gods movie.
The Gods of Egypt. Yeah.
Gods of Egypt. The title itself tells you what the characters should look like. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You really should look at that and go, okay, this is where we are. This is the part of the world we're in. We need to make these people represent that part of the world. You should not, like you said, have Christian Bale portraying an Egyptian king.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
And that's what was that one? That was the Gods and Men or something. It was the Moses story. The Gods of Egypt one was the one with Gerard Butler playing Ra. And
right, okay.
What's the guy's name? Something Walster called. He's on Game of Thrones.
Nicholas.
Yeah, Nicholas. Nicholas Coster Walder, something like that.
Something like that. He plays Jamie Lannister.
Yeah, he plays Jamie Lannister, and he was, who was he? He was Horace or something like that. Something like that. But it was just like, yo, man, like all of these Egyptian gods you have playing, and you have them being played by cats that are from the UK, like northern type of people. Like, these are not people who descend from African people.
Right.
You know, so it's just like when you cast these roles, like there's important things to remember. And it's like, although I like Ed Skrein as an actor and as an action star, it's just like with these roles, you have to consider certain levels to it, because you want to tell a story, but you don't want to tell a story and say, you know, oh, we're just going to lend on the acting. You know what I'm saying? We want to give people chances, but we don't want to completely disregard cultural relevance. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And racial relevance to these roles. So it's like when you're thinking of this, it's like how important is this person's skin color to their character? That's always should be something that you ask yourself. How important right. is this person's skin color? Now, if I use this skin color, am I feeding into a stereotype that was originally set up in the source material? You know what I'm saying? So, like, for example, let's talk about Doctor Strange. Let's talk about the Ancient One.
Sure.
We had Tilda Swinton playing the Ancient One. Her character is of Celtic origin, which has a lot of roots in magic lore, occult lore, and stuff like that. Like all of that, you know, they have a strong magic core for Celtic ancestry. You know what I'm saying? So you think of something like that, it kind of plays. But now the argument was, should we cast an Asian man to play the Ancient One, just like we had an Asian man in the original source material? Now, Marvel had a choice to make. Do they try to change the character and try to, you know, put up another minority in order to tell this story in a way that would not only be thought-provoking and change the way female characters are looked at in the story, but like they would be able to tell the story of another minority group, but also trying to fend off a stereotype that would be perpetuated in, you know, Asian society. So it's like seeing Asian characters as just the, you know, the ancient sage on the mountain or in Tibet type of deal. Like if that type of stereotype is something that you want to perpetuate, then that's fine. You have to pick your battles with that. But they wanted to go a route where that type of stereotype wouldn't be challenged. So they wouldn't have to deal with the backlash of that. So they wanted to try and mitigate some of the lash that they were going to get with Doctor Strange regardless. But then you have a story that tells the story of Moses and Pharaoh in Egypt and the freeing of the Israelites. And you have Christian Bale, who is from the UK. And you have, what's the guy's name? Joel Edgerton. Who I previously saw in the Warrior. He's in a couple of things, but like he's like a blonde haired guy from the UK, and he's playing Pharaoh in this Egyptian setted story, and it's like it doesn't make sense. It pulls you out culturally. It's just, there's like not a stereotype being set here. This is an actual historical reference point that we're making. You know what I'm saying? So if like you're making this type of reference in a movie, like, hey, we need to make sure that we're pulling the people from that particular culture. Now, Doctor Strange is something that's already set in a fantastic world, but it's based on culturally relevant stories. So it's like you have to pick and choose what you want, because I'm sure if they had picked an Asian man to play that role. And told them in that, you know, that old school martial arts flick type of archetype, that there might have been outrage for that. I personally would have went that route. I think I would have went that route anyway, because at least I can say I'm being true to the original source material. But I can understand why they picked Tilda. And Tilda is an excellent actress. I think that, you know, sometimes some of the things that she says, like in just her interviews, she needs to reel those in because it kind of hurts her cause more than it helps. You know what I'm saying? Because
probably.
Yeah, because I mean, she made statements on how this would be the better move, but there was no cultural sensitivity. And that's where I kind of draw the line. Like, you don't really have any kind of sensitivity towards the matter. So honestly, you got the role, just shut up and play the role. Like, that's all you really need to do. If you believe in the role, you believe in the story you're telling, let the story speak for itself. Like, you don't have to try and defend your cause. You're working for that for you, you know? But
like the only thing, I don't mean to interrupt you, but the only thing I'll give you in her defense when she's in an interview like that, this stuff isn't as big a deal overseas as it is here. You know what I mean? Like I don't think these issues come up as much. And I don't mean to, it almost sounds like I'm downplaying it. I don't mean to do it that way, but I think a lot of these problems are really problems for people in the U.S.
Yeah.
Like we're really a lot more PC leaning than other places in the world. So I think for her, when she's doing these interviews, because she's British, I believe, or
mm-hmm. Yeah, she's British.
I'm not sure, actually. I think she's British. It's not a big deal over there. So for her, it's probably not as easy to understand it because she didn't grow up with it, you know? So that's the only thing I can say. And it's not a great defense for it, but,
no,
but I can see why she wouldn't have come across quite the same way as an American born actor would have come across.
Yeah. You make a good point though, because it makes me think about Ghost in the Shell. When Ghost in the Shell came out, there was all kind of controversy because of who they casted. Because Scarlett Johansson was playing the lead character. Now, apparently, to my understanding, based off of the articles that I was reading, the Asian markets in which they were selling this to performed a lot better. And the production company itself that was an Asian production company wanted Scarlett Johansson to play that role. So from what I'm hearing is like most of the controversy came out of the U.S. Overseas, it wasn't as big of an issue as it was here.
Right. It's funny when you see that kind of thing happen, that it's, you know, people will say, you know, everybody in the world wants this. This is how it needs to be. And you look at it and you go, no, that's not how it is over there. They just don't care. Like it doesn't bother them as much. Like if you spend 2 hours watching, you know, British television, you'll see visuals and hear things language wise that you never hear in the US.
Nah. Yeah.
Because we're so overly sensitive about the things that happen, you know, and people, they just can't comprehend that this just what happens here in our little country or big country, however you want to call it, doesn't happen in other places.
Right.
So stop vocalizing it for the world. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
It's interesting when you see these things. And it's funny that it's kind of along the same lines, but it's not really. And I might be getting a little off topic here. But, you know, when you look at something like this and you look at – so, for example, the Washington Redskins, the name of the team is a huge controversial thing because people think it's – a disrespectful thing to call a team based on an Indian tribe, the Redskins.
Right.
When you look at the polls or the people that they interview or the people they talk to, the majority of the people are complaining are not Indian. They're the ones who are complaining for a group who, when you ask the majority of them from things that I've read, and it could be different this time, but majority of them I've read and go, we don't really care. Doesn't really bother us. Sure, there's a handful of them that go, yeah, this is bad. You know, we don't like being called this, but it's just funny how the people it's not affecting are the ones complaining the loudest in the long run.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's kind of a weird kind of side.
No, thing I mean,
that just kind of hit my head, but
it's definitely something to consider because it's like, where is the controversy being sparked? Where are the conversations being had? And if it's primarily here and it's not overseas, then that's something that we need to take consideration of too. But the other thing is what's different here than over in, you know, overseas. Like specifically if you're thinking of like Asian cast characters, there are Asian Americans here, but like this is not a traditionally Asian country. This is not a traditionally Asian continent. So it's like their desire to have at least representation so that their children can ask questions and explore histories and things like that. They want to be able to do that. Kind of sparks the conversation and interest within their children. I kind of get that in the fact that they want to set up legacy type stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like where they'll see modern day heroes and they'll see history reflected in those modern day heroes. So it's like the understanding is there. It's just there's a process that I feel like a lot of Hollywood doesn't take in order to sell movies. Like even when you pack these roles, like even if you think of Ghost in the Shell, they casted it because they wanted to sell tickets. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, yeah. Scarlett Johansson, she's Black Widow, so she's selling tickets. You know what I'm saying? So you send a character like Black Widow overseas, people are going to eat that up. They want to see more of Scarlett Johansson. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
So it's like, when do you say, okay, this time I'm not going to make it about money. Let's make it about telling the story as relevant as possible and as powerful and effective as possible with the types of characters that you would traditionally see in here, or you would culturally or racially see in here. You know what I'm saying? Those are big things that I think moving down the line, Hollywood has to really take a look at, because before I used to think, maybe there's just not enough people to cast in these roles. But from all the movies that I've seen, all the characters that I've seen, all the actors that I see that are available, there's enough actors to go around for these movies to be culturally relevant. So it's like, it's not like the talent isn't out there either. It's just like, you know, the hope is
I don't entirely. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, the hope is that in the future, like, you know, Hollywood will see this and say, hey, you know what? All right, let's see what would happen if we casted this movie at culturally respective. Like we're definitely about to see that with Black Panther, because majority of that cast is a mix of American, UK and African actors. You know what I'm saying? Like black Americans, black folks from UK and like African actors. So we're going to see all of these characters in one movie. You're going to see how making a movie that's culturally relevant, how powerful it can be. And the same thing's going to happen with Mulan as well. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I think once they see how marketable it is, there'll be more of a widespread adoption of this. And it's just like, because I see Hollywood do it too many times. They just try to sell tickets. Like the Moses, the Noah movie, even Gods of Egypt were casted to sell tickets because they didn't believe enough in the story. So,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, they didn't feel that the script was strong enough to hold on its own with actors that you might not know, you know, so they threw people in there, they figured people would know, and they figured that would make up for it, and it just didn't.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that shows them the truth behind everything that's going on.
I think
that's
true.
Really what they need to see. And I do really believe it really should start. It should start with the movie and what the movie's about and where it's set.
Yep.
And where the character should be from. I do believe there are certain characters that may be one ethnicity in a movie that if you change it, it's really not going to matter when everything's said and done.
Right.
And some of the debate and some of the panic over that when that happens should really settle down a little bit. You know, like, look, admittedly, for me, when they first cast Michael B. Jordan as Johnny Storm, I didn't like the idea.
Right.
But I'm one of those who tends to be more of a comic purist and wants to see everything like the comics. Mm-hmm. I realize more and more as time goes on that you can't always do that. It's just not going to work.
Right.
You know, you have to sometimes offer that extra option. Didn't save the movie. The movie was terrible, but it wasn't his fault. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You have to every once in a while give in and give people a shot to see what they're going to do.
Yeah.
But there are situations, like you said, where you really do need to understand the area you're in and the point of the movie and the characters that are going to be in the movie and realize this really does need to be this type of person.
Right.
Now, are there enough actors who can cover this? I suppose, you know, I don't know. I don't know enough, you know, enough of the modern day Hollywood actors. You know, I know a handful of ones here and there, some of the newer ones, but I do wonder sometimes if it comes down to, okay, yes, we realize this character should be Asian or they should be Black or they should be Hispanic, But everybody that we've brought in who wanted to read for it, that we could get to read for it, just wasn't very good.
Right.
So we have to turn around and give it to someone who wanted it, who was good at it. You know what I mean? I do think that probably happens every once in a while. I just don't think they come out and say that. Maybe if they were to come out and say, literally, hey, we auditioned all these people and they didn't have what we wanted for this role, so we gave it to this person. It's not meant to be a slight. It's not meant to be a, quote, whitewashing. It's not meant to do X, Y, and Z. We just went with the person we thought was the best for the role at that time because we weren't comfortable with the other people.
Yeah.
I don't know how people would take that, but I think that's would be a legitimate excuse to use something along those lines.
Yeah, I mean, it would create an environment of transparency that I think that isn't there right now. And if you put it out there and you get ahead of the horse and you say, hey, look, this is what it is, then, you know, people have to respect your forwardness, you know?
Right. You have to respect your honesty about it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and I think that would be an important thing, is just be honest with people. And I of all places, Hollywood doesn't like to be honest. Go figure.
Yeah. So,
you know, it's just, it's tough. I mean, it's, you know, I find myself trying to watch my words, even though I know I don't really need to, but it's a slippery slope both ways when you kind of look at it, you know. And it means, obviously, between you and I, it means different things. You know, I am a white male, you're a black male. So how things get seen in movies will have different importance for certain things.
Right.
But so I'm not always going to understand exactly how things are seen from your side. Mm-hmm. You're not always going to understand how things are seen from my side. Right. That's just how it is.
Right.
And you're never going to please everybody. That's the ultimate bottom line, is there's never going to be a time when you create a character for, I don't care who it is, for any superhero movie at any point, any time, you have never pleased everybody who has seen it.
Yeah.
You know, there are people out there who, for some unknown reason, will tell you that Ryan Reynolds shouldn't have been Deadpool. You people are stupid. I'm just going to tell you right up front.
Yeah,
but that's, you know, that's the kind of thing. Just like there will be people who will tell you that, you know, Tilda Swinton shouldn't have been, you know, the Ancient One, although I thought she was great.
Yeah.
People who will tell you, you know, I don't know, I'm losing my train of thought going forward, but it's like, you're never going to please everyone. It's just not going to happen.
Right.
I think where you run into issues is where you have a pocket of people who you've not pleased, who just happen to be very loud about it. And rather than say to them just that, look, I'm sorry, we can't please everybody all the time, you cave and you change things. And I think sometimes that causes problems.
Yeah,
I really do.
Especially if the change is rushed. If it's rushed and they just, you know, kind of push it out there just to satisfy, like it doesn't work. So it's like, at least with this one, at least with this Hellboy one, it's out in front of it far enough where they can recast and they can still tell a decent story and it won't feel rushed. You know what I'm saying?
I agree with you.
So that's one thing I could say that I respect out of this statement and him getting out of it early on. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like immediate, but it was early on enough where it doesn't hamper the production process.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, man. So these are always good conversations, man. So we'll be, I mean, you guys will hear us. We'll come up back with some more hot topics for you guys. We're going to, you know, look into some things and come out with these on a regular basis. Normally we'll have a section in here for questions and things like that. We're still at the forefront of that. We're still at the ground level of that. So, you know, if you have any questions and any responses to what you're hearing on our hot topics, just send us a tweet at the boss's desk, or, you know, just send us an email at questions@thebossesdesk.com. And, you know, you'll hear us respond to these in later, hot topics, or even in the news podcasts that we have. So just look for those and continue to hear us out and, you know, submit your questions. So that's it for us here at the Boss's Desk. If you're tuning in for the first time, don't forget to follow us on all of our social media outlets. We're on Facebook under the Boss's Desk. Told you before, we're on Twitter at the Boss's Desk, and YouTube The Boss's Desk. And you can always visit us at thebossesdesk.com. That's where we house our written reviews. Our podcasts are all there as well. And you can subscribe and we'll update you on a regular basis on things that's going on, all things Boss Desk. So, you know, don't forget to submit your questions, man. And we'll answer them on the Geek News of the Week. And we'll answer them on the Hot Topics. So that's it for us here at the Boss's Desk. It's the Big Boss and the Professor. And we're signing off.
Buddy.
Cheers.